BFFT. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
Knicks drops back underneath. Touchdown, Ducks! Wow!
And watch as Knicks just retreats enough as the blitz is in his face, and he sidearms this ball right there. He got the catch, and then he tries to turn across the goal line.
There it is. That's how the season ended for the University of Oregon. 10-win season for Dan Lanning in year one. He's now into spring football. Big spring game coming up April 29th. Want to talk to him about, offense, defense, special teams, all that stuff we got to talk about. But I also got to talk to him a little bit about Baccarat. I was in Vegas. I got a chance to sit down, play that game. I felt like James Bond.
That's the secret, right? That's the secret. That's hilarious.
I had a good time. How you doing, man? I haven't talked to you in a while on the radio. You enjoying spring ball?
Yeah. All is good. We're in a little bit of a break here in spring break. With finals and spring break kind of approaching for us. So we got a couple days in. You get really excited and eager and start enjoying getting to be around football every single day again. And then you got to take a break. So can't wait to get back out there on the field, but that'll be here soon.
I keep telling people I'm most curious about the defense, because I kind of know that Bo Nix is going to be Bo Nix. And I do want to ask you about the offense, but let's start with the defense. You got some new guys. You got a couple transfers. What do you want to do with this defense this year?
Yeah, just big growth as far as overall understanding and knowledge of what we're trying to accomplish. And then, I really feel strongly that we added a lot of additional personnel it's going to create depth. And any great defense that I've been a part of is able to play multiple guys that can go in there, plug and play, and play fast, run to the ball, create havoc with their ability to attack the ball. And I think we have that. I think we have some length. I think we created some depth on the defensive line that'll help generate some pass rush. Really excited about that group and where we're headed.
I'm watching like the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament, and about 15 of the 16 teams that are left are really heavy with juniors and seniors. In basketball, that seems to matter. When you have 24, 25-year-old guys playing against 19 and 20-year-old guys, it's a big advantage. Are you seeing that same thing in football? Did you see that last year?
You know, it certainly exists at positions, and I think if any coach tells you they don't like experience, they're wrong, right? You got growing pains when you play new guys that haven't, that don't have that experience, and us being able to play like a veteran O-line last year was a big advantage for us, right? It exists. The more cohesion, the more experience that you have with the group, the better that you can perform. That being said, I don't think it means that you can't have success. You know, I've been part of some great teams that had a lot of starters leave and a lot of people move on and still play really good football.
You got kids that you really probably want to see step up that played for you last year. Is there a guy or two that comes to mind when I say that, especially on the defensive side of the ball, that you're expecting some growth?
Every one of them. Yeah, I'm picking one. I want to see all of them. All of them play better. I want to see his coach better. But I do have really high expectations for just in general for our team. You know, some of these guys have busted their tail in the weight room this off season. I think they're doing a really good job of being detailed with a nutrition plan and how they follow that. So I'm pumped about this group and where they're headed.
Yeah, I think college players are eating better than they've ever ate before. Like, give us an idea.
Most common, I went to our guys at Pro Day, and they had their Pro Day here, and I talked to several of these guys that left, and we have it really good here from a nutrition standpoint. We do a great job with what we feed our players, but I said, tell me the number one thing you've changed between now and training for the NFL combine. Or just the NFL in general, and every single one of them mentioned diet. Like, obviously, that's a huge piece that people focus on, and they all told me they wish they would have done a better job while they were here. So I think that's really, that speaks volumes about how important that is, but also, even though we feed these guys really well, they sneak back off to the room and eat ramen or PB&J every once in a while, and we got to try to combat that.
your kids in the last year have probably got acclimated to Eugene and schools and made friends. And what is that like for you as a dad to kind of see your kids put down some roots?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We've gotten to the point where we've had birthday parties here in Eugene. I feel like my guys are trying everything that I never tried. Like, they're in karate classes right now. I couldn't tell you if they're any good at it. I can tell you this, Dad can still beat them up right now. But yeah, they're having a lot of fun. They're enjoying it. So, building great friends and great memories and relationships.
How'd they find karate?
My wife will sign these guys up for just about anything. And I don't know if that's because she's trying to get a break or if one of them came home and said they wanted to. I don't know. I don't know how that came about. I mean, there are things that I wanted when I was a kid that I've never got to do that I feel like my kids are tapping into. Like, I know I always wanted a mohawk, and my dad wasn't having that. And I know I want to do karate, and I definitely never got to do karate. So now, granted, my kids don't have mohawks, and I probably wouldn't go for that yet either. But they are in karate, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. That's got, my six-year-old daughter is taking boxing. And
really?
I don't think she could hurt you if she punched you, but it's cute to see her getting her stance and show you what a cross is and an uppercut. Your kids are going to be breaking boards, I'm sure, in the backyard anytime now.
Well, we definitely have karate, you know, matches going just about it. I don't know if that's the right term, but we have those going at the house every day. And I feel like I'm constantly saying, don't touch your brother, you know, but
right.
That's what we're dealing with. But I mean, it's kind of exciting and fun to watch.
Dan Lanning with us, Oregon football coach. The Bo Nix, the evolution here of a quarterback, what can he do better? Where areas of growth for a guy who was pretty darn good last year?
You know, I think you're talking about two completely different years. You know, year one, he was coming in, and I don't want to say falling in line, but he was like, you know what, I'm going to sit back here, I'm going to earn my stripes by the way I work, and, you know, my attention to detail, and really prove it on the field. You know, his teammates, I think you can walk away game one, and outside the program, there's still people questioning and unsure what he is. And year two, you're walking into a completely different experience. You know, he's a proven commodity. He's done a phenomenal job for our team. He's obviously a winner. So now you're walking around and you've got the voice, right? Everybody expects a certain level of performance from you, but also an attention to detail that he's really committed to giving. But now you're in a leadership role rather than becoming a leader. You are a leader, and I think he recognizes that and is ready to embrace that role.
You got a new offensive coordinator, but how different is it when you have a quarterback who's coming back that you trust so much? And, you know, you've got some new ideas in the room with Will Stein, but I have to think that there's a little comfort there, given that he's going to be working with a guy who's got some talent and has some good pieces around him.
Yeah, I think, one, that allows you to go recruit a really good offensive coordinator is when you feel like you have your quarterback back, right? Every coach wants to coach good players, and I think that's one of the things that was most enticing to Will is that we had a really good feeling that Bo was going to be back here with us. You want to have a comfort in knowing that Bo feels comfortable with what we're doing, and, you know, we got some other great young quarterbacks as well that are doing a really good job in our program that I'm really excited about also, so... I think Will saw all those things, knew that he, I thought Will personally could add some additions that'll make us better on offense. I'm excited to see what he's able to do. But obviously things went really well last year, and I'm expecting some improvement and some advancement on that side of the ball this year.
The spring game, April 29th, you know, you always get a good crowd there. It'll be broadcast on the Pac-12 network. What does it mean to you to see some people inside the stadium? And what do you, by the time you get there, do you have like a list of things that, hey, I want to know this by the time we're playing the spring game? Or how detailed do you get with, hey, these are questions we need to answer in the spring?
I mean, that's an ongoing list, right? Those things are happening throughout where you're trying to figure out your strengths and your weaknesses and how people form. I think the biggest thing you can find out the spring game, especially a spring game in Oregon, I'm expecting our fans to be there, be loud and be, you know, involved just like they were last year. I think that creates such a unique experience. And I think that's your first window of opportunity to see, okay, how do these guys react when the lights are bright, when the fans are loud? Because this is going to be our closest experience to an in-game experience this offseason. And I think that's the number one thing you get to see is how will people perform when there's more than just, you know, their coaches watching and their teammates watching.
year one, you know, it's you win 10 games, but your mind is probably on the ones that got away. And I'm sure that you're going to be hardest on yourself with the games you didn't get. But how much of a blur did year one feel to you? Did it move fast to you? Did it, you know, the pace of things as the season ended and you've now had some time to reflect?
Yeah, this is all going really quick. It goes really quick. I mean, there's moments that are certainly in slow motion that I wake up and think about just about every day, but there's also pieces of it where it's like, wow, it feels like, you know, yesterday we were here and waiting for game one, and now we've gone through an entire season. So it doesn't slow down. I think when you're having fun and you enjoy what you do, that's always going to be the case.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see what this team looks like. I've told you this, and I'm really interested in that defense because I felt like, you know, a little bit was maybe some players that were held over from prior years, and, you know, they're learning new schemes. How hard is that for a defensive player to kind of come in and learn something new and not be thinking so much that they're not reacting as fast as they can? Does that make sense to you, that if you're thinking you can't play, if you're thinking too much?
Yeah, I mean, I think just in general, go look at this league and tell me where it's easy to play defense in this league. You know, it's a tough league to have success defensively. And certainly when you're thinking too much, you're not going to have the same success. But I want to say, I don't know, out of the top 20 teams in scoring offense last year, I want to say our league has at least five of them, you know,
right,
maybe more than that. And I think that creates a unique challenge every single year, every single week for that. But when you talk about learning a new defense, it takes time. It's certainly it's hard to play great defense, and it takes great communication. And year two, there's certainly a level of expectation to perform at a higher level there for us, and I think we will.
With all the quarterbacks, I mean, the quarterbacks in the conference are just going to be fantastic. I think there's going to be a real emphasis on disrupting quarterbacks, and I guess there always is, right? Any defense, is that mission one as a D coordinator?
Yeah, maybe more than just disrupting is just affecting the quarterback. You know, there's a lot of ways you can affect the quarterback beyond just sacks, right? Whether, you know, disguising coverages or getting your hands up and batting balls, you know, disrupting the timing of receivers running routes. You know, just applying pressure, right? Doesn't mean you always get home, but those are things that, you know, you go look at how we recruited this offseason and what we tried to put in place in our program. I think you'll see a lot of those pieces that are being added to what we're building.
Did you get a chance to get away when, you know, the season ended, you got some family time? Did you guys take a trip? Did you go somewhere? You know, what did the family do?
Yeah, there hasn't been like a long getaway or anything like that. You know, we've had a few little trips. My wife and I went on a little hiatus, not long, like a little weekend trip, and then made it back to my alma mater there for a couple days for an award. But coming up on spring break, that's where we'll kind of step away more than anything as a family after season.
All right, so you've caught a fish. You've seen Central Oregon. What else do you need to do? What's on your bucket list that's not football related?
This summer, I'm really excited about potentially getting to some of these national parks. Like, I still haven't seen the redwood, like a redwood tree, and I've just heard these are like so impressive to see. So I'd like to get my car and take the family down to see that at some point this summer. You know, I think there's just a lot of areas around this that we can go navigate and explore. I've heard there's some good lakes, you know, in the middle. Yep. To Eastern Oregon, maybe to tap into, you know, I like hopping on a lake and a boat at times. So we'll see. I mean, that's far from my plans right now, but yeah, right. I think the wife and I are pretty set on hopping in a car at some point and just kind of exploring, driving 4 or 5 hours one way or 4 or 5 hours the other way and seeing what there is to see.
All right. I'm excited about the spring game. I'll be there April 29th, 1 o'clock, Autzen Stadium. Duck fans should be there as well. Dan Lanning, I appreciate you joining us. Good luck with this the rest of spring ball. I'll probably see you down there, and take care of that karate team you got at home.
Thank you, John. Have a great one.
All right, you take care. There he is, Dan Lanning, Oregon football coach. he's a person. He's a real person. I like that, and he's not afraid to talk about it. Very relatable. I think for people who worried, I guess, when he was hired, that he didn't have roots in the Pacific Northwest. I think if Dan Lanning has success, it would take a lot to get him to pick up and move again. Look at his resume. Look at the places that he's coached. Look at the ages of his kids. I know. Mario Cristobal had kids that age, too. I don't think there's no alma mater calling him back to be the head coach. You know, his alma mater's not playing major college football. You know, his home where he grew up in the suburbs of Kansas City, you know, it's not like he's going back there to coach college football. The SEC may call for him if he wins 10 or 12 games a year and makes the college football playoff with some consistency as it expands. But I think Dan Lanning might be sticking around here at Oregon for a while. I think you're going to get a good chance to know him. I'm excited to see Bo Nix on offense, but I'm more excited about the defensive identity. I want to see a defense that has a clear identity. Yes, even in a conference that has so many great quarterbacks, that's what I want to see. Anna's popping into the studio. So much more ahead. You got the BFT statewide. I want you to leave it here.